the wings of a snow-white dove that sends its pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evil comes, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he does not forget us. He sends down his love from the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above.
From above, on the winds of a dove. Amen. Good to be here this morning. Good to see each of you here this morning. We especially want to welcome all of those who are visiting with us as we kick off a special series of gospel meetings with Brother Nokomis Rogers, our guest evangelist for this series of meetings from the Quince Church of Christ in Memphis, Tennessee. Bluff City, is that right? Bluff City, home of the Grizzlies. Yeah, the Grizzlies tried hard and made a pretty decent showing this past year. Our hats are off to the Grizzlies. I'm here to introduce our speaker. He was born in Sardis, Mississippi, to Mr. and Mrs. Walter Rogers Sr. in 1967. So we have some things in common. We are both Mississippians, and we both hail from large families. He is the 12th child out of 13 children. His parents took the Lord seriously when he said, "Multiply and replenish the earth." Brother Rogers is a graduate of Southwestern Christian College, where he received his BS degree with honors in religious education in 1990. He also took several graduate courses from the University of Mississippi and also from the Harding Graduate School of Religion in Memphis, Tennessee. He's been preaching in the Church of the Lord for 21 years. And interestingly and coincidentally, he has been married to his lovely wife for 21 years. He's had the privilege of serving several congregations during the course of his ministry, the Scott Street Church in Forest City, Arkansas, the 9th Street Church of Christ, the South Germantown Road Church of Christ, and presently the Quince Church of Christ. This congregation began with Brother Rogers and approximately 140 members in 2005. They met at the Whispering Hills Hotel until the church was able to purchase a facility. Since then, the church has more than doubled its membership and has secured a beautiful 50,000 square foot building. The congregation is experiencing substantial growth and has a strong desire to edify the saints, save the lost, and ensure that it is a positive presence in the community in which it serves and resides. Brother Rogers is also known for his service on numerous lectureships, workshops, seminars, gospel meetings, and other spiritual programs across the Brotherhood. He's participated regularly with the Tennessee State lectureship and other venues. His wife's name is Vicky. She's from New Orleans, Louisiana. They are blessed with two beautiful children, their daughter Valenus, and a son, Victor. Valenus is 11, and little Victor is 2. And he really gives his dad a run for his money. But we are delighted to welcome Brother Rogers to Hart Street, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the minister of the Quince Church of Christ, Memphis, Tennessee. The next voice you hear after another song by Brother William will be that of our guest evangelist, Brother Nokomis Rogers. We know he has a tremendous lesson in store for us today. Which song, Brother William? I know somebody's listening. I know somebody is listening. Number 52. Supplemental book, number 52. I know somebody is listening.
Page 52 in our supplemental book. Though a pilgrim, a stranger, a beggar, I be as here I go traveling on. Though the dearest of friends will not listen to me and chide me for trusting God's Son. Though the world in its folly, sin and in shame, neglectfully turns me away, I still have my Savior, oh, praise his sweet name, and heals everything that I see. Well, I know somebody, and hears everything that I say. Here I know somebody answers every prayer that I seek from lips. Here I know somebody loves me and never will turn me away. Is Jesus the Savior of Mount Calvary, and hears everything that I say. Through the troubles and trials and darkest of night, he speaks and I hear his kind voice. Through the darkness he given me comfort and light, he keeps me in him I rejoice. What more could I ask when the shadows grow dim and kindred and loved ones betray? Than Jesus the friend who feels everything that I say. I know somebody listening and hears everything that I say. Here I know somebody answers every prayer that I seek runly. Here I know somebody loves me and never will turn me away. It's Jesus the Savior of Mount Calvary, and he's everything that let the world ramble on like the Babylon of woe with beauty that charms to allure. I open the heavenly treasures unto it's far more exceeding and sure. My Redeemer will answer my sad feeble plea and guide me each hour of the day. A wonderful, wonderful Savior is He who heals everything that I see. Well, I know somebody's listening, and hears everything that I say. I know somebody answers every prayer that I secretly pray. I know somebody loves me and never will turn me away. Is Jesus the Savior of Mount Calvary and heals everything? Well, I know somebody listening and hears everything that I say. I know somebody answers every prayer that I secretly pray. Well, I know somebody loves me and never will turn me. Jesus, the Savior of Mount Calvary, and heals everything that I say.
I am happy to be here today with you to be a part of this series of gospel lessons. I want to express my appreciation to your very capable and fine preacher, Brother Amanzo Jones. He is a man who I have learned to respect with a great deal. You have someone here who truly I know, based on what I know, who loves the Lord. He cares about you and he cares about what goes on in the Lord's church across our brotherhood. I want to thank those who are responsible for inviting me to come and be with you this day. God has moved in a very strange way, that he has brought us here to this place. And I know you're looking at me and I'm trying to figure out you and you trying to figure out me. But I am your brother in Christ. And we're here today because God has blessed us. And we're here today because somebody needs some help from the Lord. And it's our job to make sure that people understand that God loves you and that he wants you to be saved. He wants you to know that he died on the cross so that you can have a right to eternal life. I want you to go with me. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with preliminaries. Again, thank you for the invitation. Thank you for all the great accommodations, and God bless you, and let's do what God has called us here to do today. In the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, there's a story about Paul who was taken captive as a prisoner. Julius was traveling with Paul. He was the man who was in charge of carrying Paul from place to place. And being such a good guard, he let Paul visit some of his friends. And by the time you get to verse number 3, you find Paul visiting some of his friends. Then later on, you find that Paul was about to take a voyage. And he looked at them and he told them in chapters 27 around verse number 31. He says to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. And I don't want to read the rest of this for time's sake, but I do want you to look at verse 31. And I want you to pinpoint where he says, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. And I want to tell you that the ship here is a representation of the church. And I want you to know that the church of Christ is what God died for. And all of us have got to learn that it's not our church, it belongs to the Lord. And the only thing you can do is get in it and stay in it. Don't let nobody run you away from the church. Don't let nothing happen to you to where you don't respect God anymore. Paul says, except these abide in the ship. If you need a subject, you can just pinpoint that. Abide in the ship. I need some help here today because every now and then I get a little weary. And I know that living in this world, all of us get tired. We get frustrated, get bewildered. We think that nothing matters in life anymore. So I want to tell you, abide in the ship. If y'all don't mind, help me by saying abide in the ship. As you look at your text today, I want you to see that there are some storms that's going to come in your life. Paul says in verse number 9, he says, now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was dangerous, or the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much danger or damage, not only of the land and ship, but also of our lives. Paul says, as we look at this text today, the first thing I want you to see is that your life is going to have a whole lot of storms in it. You're going to go through a whole lot in this life. You're going to have things to where you're not going to understand what's going on in your life. But Paul still says, abide in the ship. Y'all act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Well, let me tell you, there are some things in your life that you are going to go through, and it's going to bother you as to whether or not you believe in God. Hello, somebody. There are going to be some things in your life that's going to happen to you where you're going to question whether or not God really cares for you. There will be some things in your life to where you're going to start wrestling with whether or not the church is right or not. You're going to wrestle with whether or not should I be in Bible class, or should I go Sunday morning or Sunday night. You will be wrestling with things in your life a whole lot during your days. But Paul says something here. He says something here that I think all of us had better learn to do. He says, starting particularly with verse number 21, he says, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have not hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loose. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. Now I got to tell you, as you live your life, there are some things that you're going to have to learn to deal with. But the key thing again is abide in the ship. Now, look at verse 21. I'm ready to preach now. Amen, somebody. I'm ready to preach now. Hold that for me, brother. I don't need that. Y'all don't mind me coming down here, do you? Y'all don't mind me, because I like to see your face. I'm over 40 now, and I got to look at you every now and then. And because I can tell whether or not that song you sang, brother, whether that song somebody is listening. So I hope somebody is listening. Amen, somebody. What
Paul says here in verse number 21, all of us had better learn how to accept in life. Paul says, notice what he says again now. He says, but after long accident, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sir, you shall have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete. I got to tell you, all of us are going to live with some bad choices we made in our lives. You have made some bad choices in your life. Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you, sir. I can hold it. Amen, somebody. All of us have got to learn that we have made some bad choices in our lives. Now, amen. Now, y'all know I'm from Mississippi and I got a big mouth. So you better listen in well or turn this thing down or don't let me use it at all. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you is this, is that Paul says you should have hearkened unto me and stayed back there on the shore. But every now and then we get hard-headed and we don't listen. Amen, somebody. You made some bad choices in your life. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about either. You remember when you and the boys went out that night and they were smoking that Tijuana tobacco and the police pulled y'all over? You made a bad choice that night. You got to learn how to live with that stuff. Remember when you start dating and you wanted to show off, you polished up your rim, you put your boom box inside your car, turned the thing up loud, and you were already just going down the highway in enjoying yourself. You remember that, don't you? Come on now. I'm in Nashville, but I know y'all like to boom up around here too. Amen. Folk going, you remember how wild you used to be? You made some bad choices in your life. And because of those bad choices, you have to learn, I made some bad choices, but I am not going anywhere. I'm staying in the church. Yes, you made some bad choices. Yes, you had child before you got married. Yes, you were messing with drugs. Yes, you were out here gambling. Yes, you've done some bad things in your life. Yes, you started fighting. Yes, you went to jail. Amen, somebody. You made some bad choices in your life, but you got to learn how to know that I have made bad choices, but those bad choices don't make me leave the church. I'm staying in the church, y'all, and folk coming here. Amen, y'all. Y'all can look at me. I'm used to you now. Amen, somebody. And I don't care what, amen, I don't care what you think about me now. Amen, because I know you now. You are people. Amen, somebody. You made some bad choices in your life, haven't you? Amen. But let me tell you, because you've made bad choices, it is no time for you to forget about who God is. Honey, let me tell you something. If you know you had a child before you got married and you know you have repented of that, don't come up in here with your head down looking bad and looking sad. Hold your head up. Get you a job. Take care of your child. And if he don't want to take care, he don't want to pay no child support, you just go on and live your life to the honor and the glory of God. Because I know there are some of y'all. I know some of y'all who are in here. You made some bad choices in your life. And every time you get ready to talk about, I need to come back to church. I need to go back to church. You saying that over and over again. Stop saying it and go on do it. Because I know you. Hey, man. Hey. Everybody in here have made bad choices. Remember that old bad car you bought? Remember that house you bought? Hey, man, you trying to get rid of and can't get rid of it? You made a bad choice. Remember that husband, that wife you, amen, you picked out? Amen. Amen. I just want to see y'all going to say that, but anyhow. But notice you made some bad choices in your life. And because you've made bad choices, it's not time for you to sit around and think that I cannot go to church. God still wants you. God still loves you. And God is saying to you, child, come on to me. Because the joker who's sitting up there in church talking about you, 20 years ago, he was in the same old mess. And if I brought him or her out of it, I can bring you out of it. So don't allow yourself to think that because you got holy folk in church that you ought not be in church. You ought to be here too. Tell you something about a finished product. A finished product, you only see the finished part, but you don't know what it has gone through to get to where it is. You look at the famous basketball player and all the famous football players. You look at them playing on Sundays and on the special days, but you don't know the training that they've gone through, the hardship they've gone through to get to where they are. Honey, I'm trying to tell you, God is trying to use you to get you to so that you can shine just like that. So don't let your bad choices
Don't let your bad choices stop you from staying in the church. Folk leaving the church and thinking that, well, you know what? They ain't going to accept me no more in the church. They ain't going to like me no more in the church. This ain't their church. Amen, somebody. That's the first thing you got wrong. It's the Lord's church. And if the Lord wants you, you need to get up in here, amen, y'all, and act like and know that God really cares about you. Stop walking around talking about, I can't do no better and I can't do this. Yes, you can. Amen. Get up. Amen. Go comb your hair. Get you a haircut. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Go down here to one of these stores. Buy you a dress. Buy you a suit. Do whatever you got to do to start making yourself look good. Amen, somebody. Talk about, well, you know what, I just don't want to go up in there. And then you walking around with your head all nappy. And nobody wants you with your head nappy. I want you smelling. You better learn how to know that I got to get out of this rut that I'm in because I've made my mistakes in life because everybody makes them. Paul says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You're not too tall and too big and too strong that you're going to fool me to think that you haven't done anything wrong in your life. Can I tell y'all something? Ain't no telling who you sit next to in church. Amen. Amen. Let me pause for just a second here. And can I remind you that the very person I'm preaching about, Paul himself, was a murderer. Did y'all ever think about that? And I wonder if Paul could come up in here and preach. I wonder if Peter could come up here and preach. Some of us are so holy, we would even let him come in and sit next to, I don't want you to sit next to me, Paul. No, Peter, don't come sit next to me. And you, amen, somebody, and you're, amen, you're one of the biggest devils in the church house. Hello? So your bad choices is not a reason for you to not abide in the ship. When you make the bad choice, go on and live with it because you made the decision. And then notice something else he said. I ain't going to keep y'all long, by the way. Amen. 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 Now notice what he said. Notice what he said in the next verse. Notice what he said. He says, watch him now. He says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. Now, you won't die because of some of the bad choices you made. Some of y'all like y'all gonna die. Some of y'all, amen. You had a flat on your car. Oh, it's just the world. Learn how to know that things are going to happen to you and you can live with the bad choices you've made. Things have happened to you a whole lot worse than things that are happening to you now, and you still sit around moping and complaining. Y'all complain about the toilet tissue turn over the wrong way on the roller. Amen. Learn how to know that I can deal with stuff in life. I'm a member of the body of Jesus Christ. And because I belong to Christ, I can go through some stuff. God made me out of some tough stuff. You are a child of God. And if God puts you in it, he can bring you through it. So you got to learn how to know what kind of material you're made of. Stop being these shallow, weak Christians that don't think you can accomplish nothing, because that's not what God is trying to say for you. You are somebody that's able to accomplish a whole lot in this life. Look at your life right now. Oh, yeah, somebody said, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some weary nights. But he says, as I look around, he says, all of my good days, I wait my bad days. So I'm not going to complain. Learn how to know, yes, I've had my ups. Yes, I've had my downs. But through it all, I still know that God cares for me. So Paul says here, he says, not only are you going to make some bad choices, not only must you learn how to know that you can handle those bad choices, but then when you get ready to, he says, you better learn how to be of good cheer. Notice that. I want you to notice that again. He says, learn how to be of good cheer. I've seen, like I said before, it seems like we're some of the saddest people in the world. Sometimes we walk around, we don't act like we know who we are and where we're going. You ought to be the happiest person in the world. Why? Because Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. When folks start talking about you, that means they got a good conversation about, amen, somebody. Now, don't let folks talk. When they start talking about you, that means, hey, Lord, and I ain't mean to be, I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that. But when folks start talking about you, amen, lift your head up, walk right by them and say, how do you do, amen, somebody? You go to work tomorrow and they start talking about you, start whispering in the corner, start talking about what you ain't got and what you, honey, walk in there with a strut tomorrow and say, I don't care what they say because I belong to Jesus Christ. And if I belong to Jesus Christ, you better not touch me. Why? Because God know how to turn this whole place upside down. You don't believe God cares for you like that? You better learn to know God really cares for you. And God, and y'all just don't, it's not an accident that the storm went through Joplin, that it went through Tuscaloosa and not Nashville. That's not an accident. God is watching over you, your house, the stuff that, the places that you're going. Like I told you before, you don't know who you're walking by every day of your life. But God's angels are just encamped all around you, making sure nobody bother you. And you don't believe some crazy folk in this world? There's some crazy folk in this world. Folk that'll blow your head off. Folk, they don't, like, it ain't like it used to be, Brother Jones. Remember back in the day, Brother Jones, when back in the 70s, amen, back in the, this is my day here, back in the 70s, when we disliked somebody or we had something against somebody, amen, can I go and say this? See, we would fight with our fists. And then when it was over, the best man stood up and walked away. But now folk don't care nothing about no, amen, y'all. They'll shoot you, cut you, amen, Lord, and throw you away and don't think nothing about it. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. You better know God is caring for you. God is watching over you. God is taking care of you. Be of good cheer, Paul says. Even though you're going through your storm right now, you still be happy. And you learn how to be happy while you're going through your storm. That's how you become tough. That's how you become what God wants you to be. Because fire or gold don't become better until it goes through the fire. So that's why you're having your trouble right now. That's why you and your husband can't get along right now. That's why you and your wife can't get along right now. That's why you and no folk on that job are bothering you right now. That's why you got this problem going on in the courthouse right now. Because God is trying to make some tough stuff out of you. Because you ain't got it yet. You ain't got it yet. God is trying to tell you, you just learn how to be of good cheer. Learn how to be happy when you're going through some difficult time. Because it's good to be happy when your, amen, when your car note is paid, when your house note is paid, and you got an ATM card, you can slide it in and punch your numbers and get some money out. Oh, that's good. But what happens when that ATM card says credit denied? What do you do then? What do you do when they start calling your house? Y'all like y'all ain't been late on your house payment before. Amen, y'all. Y'all like y'all got, oh, I got all of mine paid up, mister. Let me tell you something. You have had some bad days, some late payment, and you didn't want to pay it. Say amen if you can. Amen. You know you were depending on Pookie and Ray Ray and them, and they didn't show up. Amen. Yeah, your boo, amen, your boo didn't help you that day, and you got mad. You know what I'm talking about. You slamming doors and slamming car doors and everything. Can I tell you, Paul said, even in your storm, learn how to be of good cheer. Learn how to be happy as a child of God. Because I know you're going through some stuff. Everybody going through some stuff. Yeah. Boy, let me talk to you. My mother tell me, said, boy, you keep on living. She said, you're going to have some stuff come on to you. You think you got it bad right now. This stuff going to come on you. She started talking about arthritis. And I said, Mama, what's that? She said, you know what arthritis? Aunt Mary getting up, taking 7 or 8 pills in the morning, taking 2 and 3 at night, taking shots and all of that stuff. You think you got it bad now. Keep on living. Because that stuff is coming. God reminds us that this life is a, it's going, you're going to have storms in this life. Paul puts it this way. I'm just a pilgrim. And I'm on a journey. Or Peter, rather. And I want you to know this. All of us are going through this life. And we have to learn how to be of good cheer. And not only did he say be of good cheer. It's right there in your text. But then the next thing he says this. Watch this. He says not only be of good cheer. Then he says, watch this. For there shall be no loss of any man's life. God ain't gonna let nothing happen to you that he don't want to happen to you. And so you got to learn how to trust him. And then, but this is the part I want you to get, though. Watch this. This part I want you to get. He said, not only will you not die, he said, the Lord will stand by you when you're going through your stuff. Now I want you to notice something here. God has been with you. In verse number 27, 28 down through there, God has been through with you through your storms. Have you noticed some stuff that you've been through? And you kind of go through it, and then you turn around after you look at it, and you start saying, how in the world did I get through that? Can I remind you who it was? Can I remind you who it was? It was Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noonday, and Jesus at night. Remember when you were going through some stuff? You prayed more then. You were down on your knees talking to God all the time, and God heard your prayer and brought you through it. Now, amen. Now you got your house note caught up. Now you paid your car off. You got $25 in the bank, amen. Now you can't nobody tell you nothing. You better, Lord, start learning to tell folk it was nobody but the Lord that brought me through. And ain't it no be shame about telling folk who you are either. And folk ask you where you go to church. I ain't going to High Street. No, don't do that. Tell them I go to High Street and I belong to the Church of Christ. And I'm glad that I belong there too. Why? Because this is where Jesus meets us. This is where the Lord is, and this is where I'm going to keep on going, because he promised me one day that he's coming back to get me, and I'm waiting on him. So I know I got to go through some stuff, though. I know I got to go through some stuff. And I'm learning every day to lean on the Lord. I'm learning every day to trust him more than ever before. When I was young, I ran and I did everything. Amen, somebody. But now that I'm getting older, now that you're getting older, you're starting to learn more and you're starting to appreciate life more. You're starting to appreciate what God is doing for you every day. There was a time, and that's just personal testimony here, there was a time in my life I didn't care where I ate or what I ate. Amen, somebody. But I'm more careful with that now. Amen, somebody. Especially because stuff runs in my family and those kind of things. But I'm trying to tell you, remember when you were young, you didn't care about the meal. You just eat anything anywhere. Amen. Y'all didn't do that? Amen. Anyhow, I'm talking about me anyhow. Amen. But now I'm careful, and not only am I careful, I'm thankful for what I do eat now. Because I didn't care. Cooking a meal for me wasn't nothing. Amen, somebody. I didn't care. That's what you're supposed to do. But no. Hey, I've learned to appreciate whenever somebody take time out to do something, be thankful. And appreciate them for being able to do that for you. And Paul tells you something here. Paul says something here. I want to get to this quickly here. He says something here. Oh, man. Let me do this quickly. I want you to know that something. Paul says. I'm going to get you here. He says... He said, not. He said, you ain't going to die. Then he says, you better know the Lord is going to stand by you. He says in verse 23, for there stood by me this night an angel of the Lord, whose I am and whose I serve. Now, if you serve the Lord, guess who you belong to? You belong to the Lord. Amen. Somebody. And if you belong to the Lord, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because if you belong to the Lord, God going to make sure that everything and everything around you is taken care of. It ain't you, it's God. Have you figured that out yet? And I'm saying this because many of us think that it's all us. It's not you, it's the Lord. And if you can understand who the Lord is, then you'll know he's doing some things for you you couldn't do for yourself. You can't do certain things. Did you know that? Can I tell you there are certain things you just can't do? There's only one thing God can't do. And you want to know what that is? God can't lie. And if God said it, he's going to do it. And if he said, I'll take care of you, he's going to take care of you. So you better believe that. But notice the text, though. Notice what he says, though, in verse 23 and verse 24. Watch this. He says, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Now, he says, wherefore, sirs, he said again, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Paul not only tells you to be happy and to understand that you ought to be of good cheer when you're going through your storms and your tough time, but notice something else he says in verses number 26 here. He said, howbeit, we must be cast upon certain island, but when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. Watch it now. The sounding of, and found it 20 fathoms. And that's about 120 feet. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. That's about 90 feet. In other words, here they are traveling on the water, and the storm is up in the water, and the waves are high, and the water is jumping up on the ship. And as they are traveling on the ship, this thing is going back and forth. rocking hard and it's going from side to side. And as they start going, then they can't nobody stop the ship. But as they are going, they dropped this rope down and they found out that it was 120 feet. And then they moved a little further and they found out it was 90 feet. What they're finding out here is that they're getting closer and closer to shore. And what's happening is, if somebody don't stop this ship, this thing gonna hit and all of us are gonna die. But Paul tells them, y'all be of good cheer. Now, how can you be of good cheer when you're going through a storm like this? Paul tells you, he says, watch him now, in verses number 27 again, he says, but when the 14th night was come, he goes on to tell you, he says, now, and let me just go tell you, I'm going to cut some of this. He says, while you're going through this, he said, remember that God brought you through the last mistakes you made. That's what he's saying. God brought you through the last mistakes you made. He's saying, you made some bad choices before. He says, you're going to make another one. Hello? I don't care if you are 100 years old, you still going to make some bad choices as you live in this life. You made some bad decisions, and you're going to make some more bad decisions. So don't act like I got them all down together. Now, age does teach you wisdom, and you ought to have some, hey, man, a little bit of sense by now, not to do some of the stuff you used to do, but you're still going to make some bad choices. And so Paul said, look, because you made some bad choices, that ain't no reason for you to abandon ship. I know some of y'all have made some bad choices. Some of y'all, hey, man, and I don't mean to be picking here, but can I pick just a little bit? Can I pick just a little bit? See, some of y'all, amen, some of y'all married and then you divorced and then you thought you were headed together and you married again and you went through the same old stuff before again. Hey. Did I hurt somebody? Did I touch somebody? What I'm trying to tell you is you made some bad choices. You made some bad decisions. But because you made bad decisions, you stay in the church. Don't go nowhere, because the ship is going to make it. God says it's going to make it. The church is going to heaven, y'all, and you just got to stay in there. Somebody says, I ain't going to church no more. I don't like a manzo no more. I don't like the leadership no more. Man, if you go anywhere else, you ain't going to like wherever you go. Let me tell you this. Like yourself first. When you like you, then ain't nobody going to bother you. Not that way. Listen. I am getting older, amen. Listen to what he says. He says, again in verse 24, and I want you to see this because, again in verse 27 rather, he says, verse 28, I'm sorry. And when they start going, they found that ship was 120 feet in water. Then it dropped down to 90 feet. Y'all see that? Now the Bible says, verse 29, then fearing, lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, they cast for anchors of the stern and wishing for the day. Amen, y'all. They started looking and they started wondering, we're going to die. Have you ever been like that before? You've been scared. You've just really been scared to where you think you're going to die. Remember that last storm that came through? And you were hiding in the closet. Remember that? Remember when they said the criminals broke loose from jail and they in your neighborhood? Remember when they talked about when you went to the doctor and the doctors, you know, started running tests and wasn't telling you nothing? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? You're in the hospital and they running tests on you and they ain't told you nothing and you said, Lord Jesus, help me out here. You remember you were doing that? There have been times where you've been scared. And then especially at night sometimes. Things happen at night and some strange stuff happen at night, don't it? But notice what Paul says. Paul says, he said, don't y'all be scared. Don't y'all be scared. God got it. God got it. David says it this way. He says in Psalm 35, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You got some dangerous nights ahead of you, but don't you worry, because joy is coming in the morning. Daylight is coming somewhere. And I know you're struggling right now. You're looking for an answer. But hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay in the church. Daylight is coming. Don't you get mad and talk about, well, I ain't going to church no more because God ain't doing this. No. You just need to hold on, because God don't need to prove nothing to you.
You want to know why? Because he's already proven everything he need to prove. Did you ever talk to the water? Has the water ever not been wet? Has fire ever not been hot? You need to check this out. Has the stars said I ain't gonna shine no more? Has the sun said I ain't gonna shine? All of those things know that they gotta be faithful to God, and so do you. If the moon and the stars and water and fire and all those things can be faithful to God, you can too. Yes, but you're gonna have some storms in your life. You're gonna have some terrible storms in your life. But don't you give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Abide in the ship. Let me tell you something else. I'm getting ready to close. Let me tell you something else, because there's some other things here. I'm going to show you here. I'll just read part of it. I won't read all of it. But notice here in verses number 30. Now the shipmen, watch this. The shipmen, watch what they did. Watch what happened. The Bible says, and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship when they had let down the boats into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. Now they had other little ships. Now, let me tell y'all, don't jump out of the church and jump into something that ain't got the right title to it. Did you hear what I'm saying? The Church of Christ is going to heaven, y'all. And folks come out, well, I just don't bleed in the Church of Christ no more. Well, if you jump ship, you're going to lose your soul. Because he's only going to save one. He promised that. And I told you before, he said he ain't going to lie to you. All right, now let me just drop that part. It may get rough, y'all. It may get rough, but you stay in there. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit. Amen. Because I tell you, as you live your life, stuff going to get rough. And I'm going to say it again. It's going to get rough. But know who you are and know who you belong to. And because of that, whatever storm you're going through, God can pull you through it. As I quit, I ain't going to close. I ain't going to finish. I'm just going to quit. Now, if you got to go, when you get ready to go through your storm, here's what you got to do. Notice what he told him in verse 32. Drop down there. He says this. He said, then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let them fall off. While you're going through your storms, learn how to let some stuff go in your life. Learn how to let some stuff go. There are some things in your life right now you need to cut loose from. Whole lot of stuff. Folk, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. There are some folk around you, right, ain't doing nothing but bringing you down. You need to learn how to cut off. Well, he my friend, she my friend. If they can do all of that stuff to you, they are not your friends. Learn how to cut some stuff go. Let some folk go. And they getting jealous of you because you fixing up yourself and doing good things for yourself. And they talking about you and doing everything to try to hurt you. Let them go. I've been friends since we've been in high school. Things change. Amen, y'all. I remember there's some people I ran with in high school. I wouldn't dare hang around them right now. Amen, y'all. Because they used to try to, and they used to call me Square when I was in high school, and I didn't care at the time. But then when we get through playing football, they take, come on, let's go out here, let's go and smoke some of that El Jointo stuff. Tell them, no, I ain't going. But then I smell like it. My daddy get all over me, beat my behind. Amen, y'all. And then you got beaten. You didn't get no whippings. Did you hear what I'm saying? You got a beating, and they didn't call no social service on you either. Social service would tell them, beat them again. Amen, somebody. Y'all know that. Y'all remember that time when you used to really get a whooping? Now you got to count the licks now, talking about one, two, three. No. They whipped you today, just got tired. Amen. So you got to learn how to, when growing up, and I knew how to let go of some stuff, and I let them go because I knew that stuff was not going to lead to anywhere but trouble. So you got to learn how to cut. Let some stuff go. Amen. Listen carefully now. If he ain't gave you no ring yet, and y'all been dating 5 years, well, I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to do this, and you need to support me. And you paying all the bills. What else kind of support can I do for you? And I'm going to talk about that later on, because we got some lazy men in our world. And honey, and let me tell you, the men on the other side, men, if she, amen, learn how to cut. I don't care how pretty she is. I don't care how pretty she is. I don't care what everybody say about her. Cut it. Let it go. Do like Teddy Pendergrass, amen. I think I better let it go. Knock it out. Let it go. Let it go. And don't like you don't know who Teddy Pendergrass is either, amen. Learn how to cut some stuff. There are folk around you, they ain't doing you no good at all. And you sitting there supporting their habits and supporting them. And all you can say is, they love me. Love don't do that to you. Love says, I know I can take care of you, and I'm going to help you. And remember when God made Eve, she was a helper, a completer to Adam. She wasn't there to bring him down. She was there to help him out. And here you go talking about, if he don't do this, I'm going to throw some water on him. I'm going to throw some grits on him. What, whenever somebody can throw some grits on somebody, they don't love you. I just got mad. No, you just didn't want him in the first place. So, bro, man, what I'm trying to tell you is this. If she don't respect you and she don't love you and you know you and you cut it, let it go. Let it go now and count your losses. Because like I said before, you made some bad choices. You made some bad choices. And then finally, let me tell you, because I know. Finally, if you look at verse 33, not only do you have to cut those things, he says in verse 33 and following, let me just close this part. Now I won't read it, but whenever you start cutting stuff, it's going to hurt. It's going to bother you. You're going to want to pick up the phone, call her back, call him back, all that stuff. Y'all going to be hurting, like going to be, just oh, I'm going to die. And it really bothers it really, some of the younger kids that in high school. Going to be talking about how much I love. But you don't know what love is. You're still wet behind the ears.
Right.
Believe me, you will get over it. You will get over it, because some of y'all just don't know. That joker that's in your way, Denzel might be waiting on you at the door. And he can't come in because you got all this trash around you. Hallie may be waiting on you, but you got Hoochie Mama all around you. And Hallie can't come in because she ain't going to put up with your drama. Because she knows better. You hear what I'm saying? So after you make your bad choices, learn to live with them. After you know that I know God going to care for me, then go on and start living life. Stop acting like, because you read this text, these folk wasn't eating or nothing. And Paul said, y'all sit down and eat something. Amen. See, because some folk, when they start going through stuff, they stop eating. They start getting stressed out. They won't talk to nobody. Paul says, you need to stop that stuff. Right. Tell you, boy, I know I've had some stressful days in my life, but I ain't stopped eating. Amen. Amen. I didn't talk about some pork chop. Boy, I told some pork chops up when I was stressed out. Yeah, you better learn how to eat and learn how to take care of yourself. And after I eat my pork chop, I go jog and try to burn it off so it won't catch up with me. Amen. Don't stress out about stuff. Because that stuff will sneak up on you and kill you. You won't eat. And you tomorrow, he ain't called me. She won't call me. You stressed all out. Can't go to work and you lose your job. Go to work crying, folk asking you, what's wrong with you? You know what? You just stressed out. Bad choices. You've made them. Live through them. But most of all, stay in. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Stand up right where you are. Don't sing, though. Don't sing. Stand up right where you are. Don't sing. Don't sing. Now, as a Christian, if you're not a Christian, let me tell you something. It don't take no rocket scientist for you to know what it takes to become a Christian. A Christian is someone who follows Christ. That's all a Christian is. Now, what did Christ tell you to do to follow him? Now, in your Bible, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, don't say I'm a Christian and you don't know what the word of God says. Mm-hmm. Because you can't be a Christian until you hear what the word says. Then after you hear what the word says, you got to learn how to believe that. Stop fighting because mama was this and daddy was that. Stop fighting that stuff and go and listen to what the word of God says. Then you repent of your sin. You say, I'm going to change. I'm going to have a new mind. I'm changing my mind about some stuff. That's what it means. It means to have a new mind. Mm-hmm. Then after you have that new mind, you confess him to be the Son of God, and you give your body to be buried in water for the remission of your sin. That is a small price to pay for what Jesus did for you. Now, do you want to be a Christian? Do you want to be a Christian? All you have to do is come down here and confess him to be the Son of God. And you're not coming to me. You're not coming to none of these brothers. You're coming to the Lord. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God bless you. God bless you. You come on to Jesus. And anybody else need to come? We're here. We ain't number folk. Amen. Amen. We're all in this together. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. And let me tell you something else. Anybody else in here, y'all thinking about, well, they going to be watching me. They watching you anyhow.
Amen.
They know all the bad stuff. They already know that stuff. Mm-hmm. They may find out I drunk a little bit, or I went to the casino and I gambled. They already know that, y'all. They just trying to see if you're going to help, try to get the Lord to help you change that stuff.
Amen.
Because that's the only one that's going to help you change it. Now, if you're an older person, you can go and sit down. Young folk, y'all stand up. If you're an older person, you can't hardly stand. I can understand it. You go and sit down. But the young folk, the reason I make folks stand is because it's easy to start walking when you're standing. Now, if you're sitting down, you got to stand up and then start walking. You ain't going to have to do it. But if you're standing up and you know God is knocking on your door, amen. See, you can't answer the door sitting down.
Amen.
You got to get up. Unless y'all have some of these electronic devices where you push the button and the door come open. You're not like that. The Lord is calling you right now. Will you come to him? Will you come to him? He's knocking at your door. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, he said, I'll come in and sup with him. And he with me. Isn't it good to have the Lord sitting at your table and you eating with the Lord? God bless you. God bless you. I remember when the president came to Memphis a couple of weeks ago. And everybody was all excited. And the president was coming to Memphis, all on the news and everything. But did you not know Jesus is here right now? And he's asking you to open your door, your spiritual door, and you shutting the door on him. Man, what a tragedy it is for you to close your mind to Jesus. He's knocking at your door, and he's asking you to come to him. You know what we're going to do? We're going to sing this song to encourage you. Will you come? Will you come to Jesus? Faith, repentance, confession, and baptism into Jesus Christ. Stay in the ship. Don't go nowhere. I don't care what they do.
Amen.
You stay in the church. Folk be fighting and arguing and fussing. Don't you get involved in that mess. You just stay where God wants you to be, in the church. And you keep on going. Because one of these days, when you press that pillow, when you press a dying pillow, can't nobody do nothing for you but the Lord.
Amen.
And if you've been faithful, the death, grave, and hell cannot hold you. Amen. When God called your name. All of that stuff got to let you go. Oh, what a joy that is, boy. And it's something when people are incarcerated now and they can't move. But don't worry about any of that stuff. Because when God called you from death, death going to have to let you go. Grave going to have to let you go. All of it going to have to let you go. Why? Because of the voice of God. Come to him right now while we sing this song. Come
hark
to him.
The gentle voice of Jesus calleth.
He's calling you now.
Upon
come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus.
Sweet his cry of love and pity calleth. Turn and listen, stay and hear.
Come on to Jesus, y'all.
Ye that labor.
Jesus is calling you. Come on to Jesus. You need prayer. Come on to Jesus. You need prayer. You've been struggling. The storm that you're in is bothering you. You need prayer.
Come and I will give you.
Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling.
Take his yoke, for he is meek and lowly.
He's calling you. Come on now.
Bear his burden to him.
He's calling you.
He who
don't put it off. You need help in your marriage right now. You need help at school. You need help on your job. You need help in your community. Jesus is telling you to come right now. He's telling you, come on. You need help with your loved ones. Folk who are sick in your family. God is telling you, you need prayer. You need to trust me. You need to give it to me. Bring it to him. Bring it to him. Bring it to him.
Come and
bless you. Bless you.
Give you rest in his love and tender voice. Oh,